This is Alex Peace of EEG with Barry Allen and Simon Farron of Savills Birmingham office, where a lot is happening, actually. You chaps are moving into your new office at the beginning of the new year. And Simon, you're taking over from Barry after 20 years of office head, Barry, I think. And it's pretty exciting times for Birmingham in general. So, okay, let's start with Simon. What is going on with Savills in Birmingham?
Savills acquired GBR Phoenix Beard last year, August 16th. We still remain in two offices as we currently stand. However, we've moved teams together, but we still are in two offices. We move, as you have explained, early 18, hopefully second week of 18, but fit out is going on as we speak, and we're looking forward to getting the two teams together, which obviously will mean we've got about 160 people in one place.
And Barry, what's your view? What's going on with Savills in Birmingham? What's the alternative perspective on that, or the agreeing perspective on that?
There isn't an alternative perspective on that at all, Alex. We brought the two teams together, as it were, as a single Birmingham office, although split across the two offices over a year ago. And the real focus of everybody, apart from the simple matter of trying to get to the year end and deliver another good set of results, is an excitement about bringing everybody under one roof. It will be the first proper opportunity for everybody to be working together.
Quite so.
I think it actually, to be truthful, it has worked really well so far. Irrespective of the fact that it's quite difficult to do so to some extent in two offices.
Yep.
And so we're all very much looking forward to getting into a brand new office, which will be brilliant. The top floor of 55 Colmore Row will be a brilliant place to be, both for ourselves and for our clients. And starting to work together and getting the benefits of all of our departments rubbing shoulders.
What do you think is going to be the main focus of Savills in Birmingham going forwards? Not that it's particularly easy to pick any one thing, but what are you guys going to be really driving at?
We've got strength in depth now that we didn't have before, and it's quite within our range to be the go-to number one in the Midlands for a full service that we will now be able to offer. So our drive is to be one team, which will take a bit of bedding in, and then cross-selling and servicing our clients in a holistic fashion.
I think Alex, the truth about Savills business, nationally, globally, has always been that it's very diverse, and most of the offices, and particularly in Birmingham here, seek to replicate that, and therefore I don't think we're seeking to suggest we focus on any one particular part. We have a diverse, wide-ranging business which can deliver across the sectors and across the range of expertise areas. Having said that, there are certain businesses within Birmingham which are very significant in scale. One of those is management, where GBR Phoenix Beard had a very, very big team, very good team with a great profile and track record. We've merged the two businesses from the old Savills and the new Savills, as it were, together, and they present a management business of considerable scale now. But then we have a number one office leasing team, a really good industrial agency team, a very big development team of over 20 people, plus a planning team and a building consultants team of scale. So, we think we are in a great position to deliver across the board.
Will you be expanding the teams? As thinking about all these all these people that are moving up to Brum from London, especially with the opening of HS2, will you be looking to build out the team more and more?
Yeah, without doubt. It's been ever thus. We look for opportunities to grow the business. That can be in new sectors or strengthen the teams. Mm-hmm. By bringing the two firms together, as we have so far in Birmingham, that has got us so far. But we're always on the look for new opportunities. So that is bound to be. There is more work out there at the moment. And for the foreseeable future, that looks like it will continue.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, we will, I'm sure, expand, but it will be by being selective. You know, you'll know, Alex, that Savills don't necessarily just chase turnover. We seek margin, so we will always want to position ourselves as the supplier of choice in those markets in which we choose to trade, and therefore we do seek to deliver a really good service to our clients, which has value, not only to our clients but to Savills. And therefore, there are opportunities, as Simon has said, to grow, and we will do that opportunistically and selectively.
Right, go on then, Barry. Why are you stepping down after 20 years as office head, which arguably makes you the longest, well, possibly makes you like the longest serving Savills office head ever, possibly?
And I think you've answered the question, Alex. That's probably long enough. 20 years is quite a long time, and I think it's right. We have a succession policy in Savills. Most office heads last 3, 5, 7 years or so. For some strange quirk, I've done 20. I honestly think that's enough, and so do the business. And it's appropriate at this stage when we're bringing our two teams together to hand over. And, you know, I'm delighted to be doing so to Simon.
Okay, in 20 years, what's been, something that you're most proud of, or what have you been most proud of, and also sort of anything rather amusing that's happened over that time?
There are plenty of amusing stories which are probably unrepeatable. I think The highlights of 20 years, that's quite difficult. But I suppose I'd break it down into professional things and those areas of business. And so professionally, I think, given that I work in development, helping to deliver, acting on some of the major schemes, delivering them, Blythe Valley Park, Rugby Radio Station, Durf 3, East Midlands Gateway, a big chunk of East Side in Birmingham, and then working on some of the most innovative regeneration projects, Icknield Port Loop, which we helped Birmingham City Council and Canal and River Trust deliver, working in Digbeth at the moment and structuring agreements down there, doing work on York Central and hopefully getting that delivered after 20, 30 years delay. You know, those sit with me as really important professional markers, if you like. But I think in business terms, growing the original Savills business from zero in Birmingham, but we started with 4 in 98, and we made a profit in our first year, which was quite remarkable, to a full-service team of about 80 people, which has also been very profitable. And then going through the acquisition of Simon's team from GBR Phoenix Beard and becoming one of the largest practices in Birmingham and for Savills outside London. But actually, I think apart from that, which feels like hard fact, My view is the real achievement, and I guess Simon will echo this, is creating a team, creating an environment which accepts and attracts the best talent, particularly through our graduate program, and creating an environment which allows people to develop their careers and grow. And that's important. People need to have a career path. They need to feel that they can achieve what they are capable of achieving without any glass ceilings.
Simon, what's your apart from grabbing the best seats in the new office, what's going to be your main priority, I suppose, or what are you most looking forward to doing as the new office head?
Well, Barry was on it at the end there for me. The only way that we got GBR Phoenix Beard up to a size that was interesting to Savills was by creating a team. So team is what it's all about for me. It's allowing people to grow to their full potential. New ideas. We've got an industry that's going to move fairly fast as artificial intelligence and all the rest of it comes into play, and we've got to be nimble. And as Barry said, we've got the award-winning graduate training program that gets the best people in, and it's our job actually to, in our tenure as head of office, let those that want to grow to their full potential. So that's what I'll be looking to do. Build teams so the guys at the top who've made it, possibly taking more of a back seat in terms of a business plan being driven, because there are young, thrusting people who want to take the business forward, and that's what I want to allow.
So you're basically saying you're going to find the best seat in the office, sit in a quiet corner, and let other people do all the work for as long as possible?
You could interpret what I've said as that if you were being flippant. However, I think actually it's quite difficult and takes a certain type of person skill set to bring teams together to find the best in people. So that's what I'll be aiming to do.
Alex,
I think there is a point. I think there's a real point there, because I had to stand up in front of a dinner a couple of weeks ago and make an impromptu speech. But one of the things I was keen to say, particularly to the older people in the room, was that those who are senior, as Simon has said, have got to learn that they cannot stand in the way, they cannot block progress from others making their career. And all of us at a senior level have got to learn to evolve what we do, continue to move upwards, or frankly, move out the way. This is a fast-evolving industry, which is really exciting. I wish I'd got the same experience and was 20 years younger. That would be brilliant for me. Unfortunately, we can't quite manage that at the moment. But it is a really exciting place to be, far more exciting than it was when Simon started his career and I started my career a bit before that. Birmingham was a really difficult place.
Yeah.
In 1980, Birmingham was not great. It was the second city, of course it still is.
But economically, it was on its knees.
It was on its knees.
Yeah.
It was on its knees. And it's a very, very different place now. And I think the combination of Birmingham as a key driver, a key regional city, and recognised as such, and a property sector which is rapidly evolving, I think the combination of those things makes being up here in our industry an exciting place to be.
Indeed.
Well, that was going to be my next question. I mean, you've obviously got a huge amount of combined experience between yourselves of the Birmingham and West Midlands markets. Have you ever seen it this buoyant before? And do you think this is it's going to last, and this is going to be a real reconfiguration of how the power and the economy is spread across the UK at the moment?
Uh, City centre-wise, we've had investment in the past. We've ended up with the Brindley Places of this world, which have been good and quite transformative to difficult sites. But now, with the dismantling of the inner ring road a bit around Paradise Circus and Arena Central, and the connectivity between that now and Brindley Place, the city centre, the advent of the metro system, which shortly will connect sort of Calthorpe end of Broad Street right through to the Jewellery Quarter, will mean that the city is changing, and changing not just piecemeal, but actually there's quite a joined up thinking about how this is going to work. So the advent of the banks, Deutsche Bank, HSBC, Birmingham is now seen as a destination for head office. And I'm sure Barry can elucidate on some of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, as Simon said, we've been through periods of growth, you know, certainly in the years leading up to recession. The market got quite excited. My view is that it feels that it's got firmer roots this time. I think there is a structural change going on in the UK with a push out into the regions, and there's a bit of stick and carrot about that. I think, you know, some of the cost structures in London are pushing people, including younger people, out, but there has to be something which is attractive for them to go to, and increasingly, you know, Birmingham and the West Midlands, but I think Birmingham is the capital of the West Midlands, is attractive to companies and particularly to younger people to come and live here. I think it's grown up. It was always a very modern city, but I think it has an ambition and confidence that it didn't have 10 years ago. It has an international recognition that it didn't 10 years ago, and it's not looking over its shoulder at cities up north. At the same time, I think it retains its pragmatism. I think Birmingham will always sit here and realise that there's a lot more to do. Because of that, there's huge opportunity.
What do you think is the single most important thing the city needs at the moment?
Infrastructure to continue to be developed. It's still a relatively difficult place to get into by car. It's expensive to get into by train. So I think continuing, because a lot of strides have been made to help the infrastructure for the ease of traffic and the ease of getting around, is what Birmingham is doing but needs to continue to do. I think we can do more for cyclists. There's a number of things that can be done yet. But we've made great strides.
Mm-hmm. Okay, chaps, final question. If you were in Andy Street's shoes for the day, or maybe a week, I suppose, what would be the first thing you'd do, or what would you concentrate on?
Well, apart from beating a path to Savile's door and asking for some advice, you mean?
Indeed, apart from that.
Apart from that, I think the key challenge for Andy is seeing through a housing agenda, getting people off the streets. You know, there is a homeless problem in Birmingham, as there is in any other city, and driving the housing agenda is a really important thing to do. But I think in his position as mayor, part of delivering across the region, I think, requires him to assume some planning powers, or for the combined authority to assume some planning powers, because with the dismantling of the regional planning structure and the reliance on duty to cooperate, I think we lost something. And there is a growing cooperation between local authorities and the LEPs to deliver, but that's not entirely universal. And in terms of housing delivery and in terms of employment land delivery, where there is an extreme shortage, in my view, a regional perspective over planning would help significantly. So maybe being able to, whether being in his position for a day or a week, I'm not sure would make any difference, but he probably needs a magic wand.
I'd come at it slightly differently. I mean, I think that's very important. I see Birmingham as a fairly diverse community. I think getting all the faith leaders together for a day and listening, giving them equal platform and then listening, might change or influence his thought processes, because it's quite a faith-driven city, always has been. And it is quite diverse. So I think we could do a lot worse than try and unify society through getting the faith leaders together, which I'm sure does happen to a point.
Chaps, best of luck with the new office. Look forward to coming and seeing you when you've properly moved in. And best of luck, really, with letting the new generation take the wheels a bit as well, as Birmingham really comes into its own this year. Thanks very much, chaps.
Thank you, thank you, thanks, Alex.